Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a true healthcare titan, a name that's been a staple in portfolios for generations. I'm talking about Johnson & Johnson, ticker JNJ. This company has seen it all, booms, busts, patent cliffs, and legal battles. But after a massive restructuring and a renewed focus on pharma and medtech, is JNJ still the rock-solid investment it's always been? Let's find out. We're going to run the full playbook today. We'll look at the business model, the latest earnings, the financial health, and a full SWOT analysis. Then we'll get into the valuation. What is this thing actually worth? And I'll give you my honest take on where we go from here. Let's jump in. Johnson & Johnson is a massive, diversified healthcare conglomerate. They operate through two main segments: innovative medicine, which is their pharmaceutical business, and medtech, which covers medical devices and diagnostics. After spinning off their consumer health business, Kenvue, in 2023, J&J is now a pure-play powerhouse in the most innovative parts of healthcare. With a market cap north of $500 billion and over 138,000 employees, this is a company with serious scale. Let's talk about where the money comes from. In fiscal year 2025, J&J generated over $94 billion in total revenue. The breakdown is clear. Innovative medicine brought in about $60.4 billion, while medtech contributed roughly $33.8 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is the dominant market, accounting for over $53.7 billion in sales, followed by Europe at $21.5 billion and Asia-Pacific, Africa at $14 billion. This is a global business with a heavy U.S. anchor, which provides a nice mix of stability and growth potential. Now let's get into the most recent quarter. For Q1 of fiscal 2026, J&J reported worldwide sales of $24.1 billion. Management highlighted that the company is off to a strong start, with growth driven by their oncology portfolio, particularly drugs like Rybrevant and Last Clues for lung cancer, and continued momentum in medtech. They're navigating the patent loss on Stelara, their former blockbuster, but the pipeline is filling the gap. The tone on the call was confident. They're seeing real traction in their innovative pipeline and are executing well on their strategic priorities. On the earnings call, CEO Joaquin Duato and the team emphasized that the company's strategy is working. They're focused on driving growth through innovation, especially in oncology and neuroscience. They discussed the recent positive data for Rybrevant plus Lazcluze in atypical EGFR-mutated non-small cell lung cancer, showing a median overall survival of nearly 3.5 years. That's a huge deal. They also touched on the medtech side, where demand for surgical and cardiovascular devices is picking up. Management is guiding for the full year with confidence, setting a positive trajectory supported by a diversified portfolio and strategic investments. Let's look under the hood at the financial statements. For 2025, J&J generated $24.5 billion in operating cash flow and nearly $19.7 billion in free cash flow. That's a monster cash machine. The balance sheet is solid, with a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.22. They have a current ratio of 1.03, so liquidity is adequate. The net profit margin sits at a healthy 21.8%, and return on equity is a robust 26.3%. This is a highly profitable business with strong cash generation, which is exactly what you want to see in a long-term hold. Now for the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, J&J has an incredible financial foundation, strong revenue, high margins, and massive free cash flow. Their oncology pipeline is best in class, and the medtech segment provides diversification. They're also a dividend king, with over 60 consecutive years of dividend increases. As for weaknesses, the patent cliff on Stelara is a real headwind. While new drugs are ramping, there's a transition period that could pressure growth. Also, the ongoing talc litigation, while largely contained in a subsidiary, still creates overhang and uncertainty. On the opportunity side, the pipeline is loaded. Rybrevant and Lazcluze are becoming major growth drivers, and the medtech division is benefiting from an aging population and increased surgical volumes. There's also room for margin expansion as they optimize their cost structure. Finally, threats include regulatory and pricing pressure in the U.S. and abroad. Competition in oncology is fierce, and any macroeconomic downturn could slow procedure volumes in medtech. China exposure also brings geopolitical and regulatory risk. Looking at recent performance, J&J is up nearly 12% year-to-date. Over the past year, the stock has gained over 51%, recovering nicely from the 2023 lows. The 52-week range has been from about $149 to recent highs near $233. The stock has a very low beta of just 0.26, meaning it's far less volatile than the broader market. That's a key feature for conservative investors. In the short term, the stock has pulled back slightly from its highs, but the trend remains positive. Now for the part everyone's waiting for, the valuation. We ran a comprehensive analysis using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate framework for a mature compounder like J&J with strong analyst estimates. The model confidence is high. The current price is around $232.77. Our fair value estimate from the market snap perspective comes in at $215.10. However, when we look at the DCF lens, we get a fair value of $255.40. The blended plausible fair value range sits between $230 and $260, with a midpoint around $245. What drives this valuation? First, the company is using a forward PE target of 20, which aligns with the current market repricing given the growth deceleration from the Stelara loss. Second, we've applied custom free cash flow to net income ratios for the next 5 years, accounting for the distortion from the 2023 one-time gain and 2024 charges. Third, the share count is expected to decline at a modest 1% CAGR, reflecting a slower buyback pace. The bottom line is that at the current price, the stock is trading near the lower end of its plausible fair value range, suggesting it's fairly valued with a slight margin of safety. So here's my take. Johnson & Johnson is a high-quality business that is navigating a significant transition. The Stelara patent loss is real, but the pipeline, especially in oncology, is delivering. The medtech business is a steady growth engine. Financially, it's a fortress. The dividend yield is about 2.25%, and they've been raising it for decades. The key upside is the pipeline execution. If Rybrevant and Lazcluze continue to gain share and the medtech margins improve, this stock could re-rate higher. The key risk is that the Stelara headwind proves deeper than expected, or that litigation costs escalate. But for a long-term investor, this is a core holding. If you had invested $10,000 5 years ago, you'd have about $14,120 today, including dividends. Looking forward, our base case suggests a modest CAGR of around 9.6% over the next 5 years from current levels, meaning the stock is fairly priced for slower growth. But that doesn't mean it's a bad investment. It's a stability play with a growing dividend. What do you think about J&J? Is it a buy at these levels, or are you waiting for a bigger pullback? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.